To begin with, let's take a look at the landscape across a few different measures: oil prices, remittances, and investor confidence. The last 2 weeks have been pivotal for Pakistan's economic outlook. The country has started to benefit from the global trade war, particularly through lower oil prices. While the middle class has yet to see direct relief, largely because savings have been diverted to subsidize power tariffs and accelerate development in Balochistan, which should proceed regardless of oil trends, investor confidence has soared. This is supported by a credit rating upgrade and a remarkable remittance boom. Monthly inflows of $4.1 billion in remittances are no small feat. These inflows now form a critical pillar of Pakistan's macroeconomic stability. A dollar deficit covered by diaspora. Since 1998, Pakistan's global competitiveness has steadily declined. Exports of goods and services have fallen from 16% of GDP, $10 billion/year, to 11%, $38 billion/year. During this period, the gap was filled by remittances, which grew from 1.9% of GDP, $1 billion/year, to 10%, $36 billion/year. These inflows have kept the economy afloat, an extraordinary contribution by overseas Pakistanis. Unfortunately, this cushion has led to policy complacency. Instead of fixing structural weaknesses, we've grown reliant on low growth, high immigration, and brain drain, while failing to build globally competitive sectors at home. Now is the time to leverage remittances for real economic transformation. A rare $18.20 opportunity. If oil prices sustain at $50-$60/barrel over the next 4 years, Pakistan could save $6 to $8 billion cumulatively. Additionally, a surprise remittance inflow of $37 billion in FY26 versus $34 billion expectation could yield another $3 billion in upside per year. Altogether, policymakers have a potential $18 to $20 billion pool to restructure the economy and build resilience. To ensure these gains translate into long-term value, the following steps are essential. Don't pass oil price declines to consumers. Petrol prices in Pakistan, $0.95/liter, are already lower than Bangladesh, $1.03, the Philippines, $1.15, India, $1.21, Sri Lanka, $1.28, and Kenya, $1.50. This offers ample space to maintain stable prices or marginally increase them in USD terms. The dollar savings from low oil should be channeled to productivity-enhancing uses, not consumer subsidies. Public awareness campaigns can help educate citizens on the long-term benefits. Maintain a healthy interest rate differential. Reducing interest rates to single digits will reignite an import-driven consumption bubble. Between 2015 and 2018, interest rates fell to 6 to 7%. When the U.S. was near zero. Today, the U.S. 10-year bond yields are at 4.5%. Pakistan should maintain a 7 to 8% differential, implying domestic rates should bottom out at 11 to 12%, a level sufficient to support demand without overheating the economy.